getting you ready for kickoff. This is the Oregon Pacific Bank Friday Night Pregame Show. Visit Oregon Pacific Bank's Roseburg location on Northwest Edenbauer.
Continuing along here on this Friday evening as we get ready for kickoff tonight for many of our local teams. We'll be taking a look at tonight's high school football schedule a little later on in the program. But right now, we get a chance to look at one of the highlights from last week. Up at for Sutherland High School, the Bulldogs picking up a comeback victory in their season opener. And joining us is sophomore Brody Abney, who had a huge game, 14 carries, 180 yards, and a touchdown as the Bulldogs rally back to beat North Bend 29-14. Brody, thanks for the time here today. Great to get a chance to catch up with you. How'd it feel to get a win in the season opener?
I was a little nervous at first, but it felt amazing after that. After I got rid of all the nerves after my first run, it all just came back to me, and I was ready.
There you go. Did you get a chance to play much last year as a freshman?
I did not. I had about 5 carries, I want to say.
Yeah,
that was new, so it wasn't very good.
So this was kind of a coming out kind of moment for you then last week.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Well, when it was all said and done, I'm sure you had to be pretty happy with the performance. You know, what was going well for you? Was it just the offensive line was just opening up a lot of big holes?
Yes, that's my biggest bring out is my offensive line. I love them.
Yes, absolutely. Every running back does love an offensive line that can create some easy gaps. This first game of the season, probably plenty to kind of keep cleaning up and working on for the Sutherland Bulldogs, but you guys were able to come back in that matchup against North Bend. What was maybe not going right early on, and how'd you guys kind of turn things around in that game?
Well, after we went down 2 scores, we kind of put our head down, and it wasn't too energized. So
yeah.
After halftime, we talked and said we need to be together as brothers, and we got it done.
Nice. How have things been so far? I know it's early in the week still for you, but you know, coming off of a win in the season opener, especially a win over a 4A school, that's kind of nice to be able to take somebody out in the classification above you. To be able to get a win like that to start out the season, how's the locker room been here so far to start out this week as you guys get ready for your second game of the year?
Well, it's been very, very energized and very good, but like our coach says, it's very nice to win that, but we got to keep heading to the future and keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. One game is not going to be what you guys hope to just accomplish there. What have been some of the things you guys have kind of taken away from that first game? What are areas that you guys look to try and clean up after one game of the season?
We look to clean up better blocking on our fly, better blocking for our halfback, senior running back. He wasn't doing too good in the game, but we're going to clean that up for him.
Nice. Obviously, a big first game to start out the year kind of sets the bar high. How do you kind of take what you did in the first week of the season and try to continue to build off of that?
I would say I just keep working. I got to work on my speed a little bit, but other than that, just keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing more. Always could do more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys are getting ready this week to square off with Elmira in another home game for you. How have you guys started preparing for the Elmira Falcons for your next matchup?
Last practice, last night, we basically did all blocking, everything of that matter, and we're just hoping to block better.
Yeah. You know, obviously we're just getting the season underway. How does this team kind of feel like it's coming together this year? You know, you're a young guy, so kind of newer to the ranks of high school football, but how does this team kind of feel like it's coming together? Has there been a lot of team camaraderie early on in the season?
Oh, yeah, I would say I love this team. Yeah, it's something. It's very powerful,
yeah.
I would say. We have a lot of weapons that nobody really knew about coming into the season.
Nice. What was your, you know, I'm sure you've probably spent some time during the off season kind of getting ready for high school football this year. Did you do any kind of team activities, and what might have been your favorite part of kind of the off season getting ready for football this year?
I did work out with the team. We did like a month before school started. But I also worked out with our senior running back, Eden Cardoza, and he taught me many, many things, and I really appreciate him for it.
Yeah. What's maybe one thing that sticks out to you most that you learned from him?
I would say his explosiveness and his elusiveness. He could catch a ball, get upfield really fast.
Yeah.
It's the news. I'll be there in a second.
Oh, practice is always calling, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, and then, you know, one last thing I kind of wanted to touch base with you here is, you know, I was looking at the recap of the last game for you guys against North Bend, and it felt like there were a number of younger guys on this team that made an impact on what you guys were able to do in a comeback victory. Do you feel like, you know, your class, the sophomores, and maybe that junior class just a step ahead of you guys, do you feel like there's some good youth movement on this team that might be able to help kind of continue to build Sutherland football, not just this year, but in the next couple of years to come?
Yes, sir. Our team is very young. We have under 10 seniors, I want to say, but our sophomore group and a little bit of the junior group, we're very young, and within the coming years, I hope to make a deep playoff run with my guys.
Awesome. Well, Brody, I really appreciate the time here with you. Good luck as you guys get ready for Elmira this week, and congratulations on a nice start to the season.
Thank you, sir.
We'll let him get back to practice there. Always good to hear from the players, catching them throughout their week of practice, gearing up for their next game on the season. But the sophomore, Brody Abney from Sutherland High School, a big standout, 180 yards on the ground in one of his early moments in his high school varsity football career. Congratulations to the Bulldogs on the win and to Brody on the big performance. We will continue to highlight local high school football standouts throughout the high school football season here on the Oregon Pacific Bank Friday Night Pregame Show. So make sure you tune in each week to hear from another standout from around Douglas County. We're going to go ahead and get to a break. When we come back, we will be talking with the opposing coach for tonight's matchup for the Roseburg Indians. Visiting town is the Putnam Kingsmen, and joining us will be their first-year head coach, Michael Snyder. That's coming up next as we continue on with the Oregon Pacific Bank Friday Night Pregame Show.